What happens when a child who learns to cook before he learns to read becomes one of the world's most innovative chefs, only to face losing the very sense that defines his art? Grant Achatz's story begins not with culinary school or fine dining ambitions, but with a five-year-old standing on an upturned milk crate, mesmerized by cherry jello dissolving in hot water. His grandmother's eight-stool restaurant in Marine City, Michigan, became his playground, where he graduated from pot washer to vegetable peeler to chief egg cracker. When his parents borrowed $5,000 to open Achatz Depot in 1980, food became the family's identity. His father worked 18 grueling hours daily without missing a single day for an entire year, while young Grant learned that restaurants weren't just businesses, they were expressions of dedication bordering on obsession. Despite his parents' turbulent marriage and eventual divorce when Grant was 12, the kitchen remained his constant. At 14, he spent 2 years restoring a 1970 Pontiac GTO with his father, learning that persistence could transform rust into beauty, a lesson that would later save his life when facing his greatest challenge. Grant's culinary journey began with spectacular failures. Attempting to impress his girlfriend Cindy's wealthy family, he botched a stir-fry flambé and sliced off part of his finger with their dull knife. Despite his father's warnings about hard work and low pay, Grant graduated culinary school with honors in 1994. Obsessed with Charlie Trotter's cookbook, he secured a tryout at the legendary Chicago restaurant. Despite studying obsessively and dining there the night before, Trotter dismissed him after one disastrous day. This rejection sent Grant and Cindy on a European culinary tour that yielded a crucial insight. Prestigious three-star Michelin restaurants felt technically flawless, but emotionally empty. His best meal came from an elderly Tuscan woman cooking simple dishes over dying embers in a countryside kitchen. This revelation taught him that passion, not just technique, defines great cooking, a philosophy that would shape his entire career. After his European epiphany, Grant pursued Thomas Keller relentlessly, writing 14 letters in 2 weeks until Keller called. The French Laundry's calm, methodical kitchen contrasted sharply with Trotter's chaos. When Grant's father tasted Keller's extraordinary cooking, perfectly deboned rouget, salmon torchon, sautéed foie gras, he finally understood his son's path. Starting as prep cook in October 1996, Grant learned patience when Keller counseled restraint about advancement. His dedication earned him a coveted invitation to cook in Maui, typically reserved for senior chefs. His foie gras tortellini impressed Ruth Reichel, contributing to her calling the French Laundry the most exciting place to eat in the United States. As the restaurant's reputation soared, unspoken rules emerged. Chef Keller was God. Emulate him exactly. Food was either perfect or wrong. This environment forged Grant's culinary philosophy, though his growing confidence occasionally crossed into arrogance, prompting a rare Keller rebuke that reminded him humility remained essential. Returning as sous chef in June 1999, Grant found the French Laundry increasingly corporate, with Keller often absent. Though Keller encouraged creativity, any dish reaching the menu became Keller's under traditional French brigade hierarchy. Grant's confident response? That's okay, chef. Plenty more ideas where that came from. The transformative moment came when Keller arranged for Grant to stage at Ferran Adrià's El Bulli in Spain. The 40-course experience shattered his assumptions. Deep-fried trout roe that remained cold inside, temperature-changing pea soup, hot apple gelatin that defied physics. The kitchen operated like a scientific laboratory. Upon returning, Grant realized these innovations clashed with Keller's classical vision. He needed his own kitchen. At Trio in Chicago, his avant-garde cuisine earned Best New Chef from Food & Wine in 2002 and the James Beard Rising Star Chef Award in 2003. His success attracted derivatives trader Nick Kokonis, who became his business partner. Together, they conceived Alinea, opening in 2005 to three Michelin stars with boundary-pushing cuisine, edible helium balloons, tabletop desserts transforming tables into abstract paintings. Just as his culinary star reached unprecedented heights, Grant noticed a small white spot on his tongue, an innocent-looking lesion that would soon threaten everything. In 2007, Nick found Grant gaunt and hollow-eyed. The white patch on Grant's tongue had worsened. He kept gum in his mouth just to eat. An oral surgeon's demeanor shifted from routine to alarm. The biopsy revealed stage 4B squamous cell carcinoma, spreading into his lymph system. The proposed treatment would remove most of his tongue, lymph nodes, and part of his jaw, destroying his ability to taste and create. Even with surgery, Grant faced only 50 to 60% odds of surviving 2 years. Grant refused, even when told he might have only months to live. Via speakerphone, he addressed his Alenia team, voice cracking, "Keep Alenia there for me." When a young cook asked if Chef Akats might die, Nick's honest response, more likely than not, laid bare the severity ahead. Dr. Pelzer at Northwestern outlined a brutal surgery, but his unexpected comment, "I bet Everett Vokes would tell you something very different," gave Grant hope. Dr. Vokes at the University of Chicago proposed an innovative protocol, chemotherapy using cetuximab to shrink the tumor, followed by targeted radiation, with surgery as a last resort. After 12 weeks, the tumor had shrunk, though side effects were brutal. Radiation required 63 treatments in a custom fiberglass harness, burning his mouth and throat raw. 3 weeks in, during a tasting at Alenia, Grant's worst nightmare arrived. He couldn't detect any flavors. Pure salt felt like slowly dissolving sand. His identity as a chef was slipping away. When radiation ended, staff offered him the head harness as a memento. He declined. "I won't need those again." He wanted no reminders. Though ravaged by treatment, he remained standing, body battered, spirit unbroken, facing an uncertain future. The aftermath left Grant struggling with his identity. Even winning the James Beard Award and appearing on Oprah didn't give him the rush it would have before. But slowly, he realized he hadn't died. Heather stayed beside him, his team completed the Alenia book, and Nick started planning what to do next. When they explored opening restaurants in New York and Las Vegas, Nick questioned his motivations. Why build a restaurant in New York when you can barely function and still can't taste? He argued it was about ego. Grant's taste returned gradually, first sweet, then salty, then savory. During a trip to LA, he suddenly could taste everything at Spago. He was back. In May 2010, Alenia was named best restaurant in North America. Nick and Grant eventually developed Next Restaurant, which would explore the world's great cuisines by season and time period. For a long time, Grant had worried about what was coming next. Then he didn't think he had a future at all. Now, whenever someone asked, "What's next?" he could finally enjoy the answer. A reminder that the most profound flavors in life come not from what we taste, but from what we survive.